way by using Twitter in an educational way, but also to connect with politicians and follow events. This would build up their knowledge and their own online presence. So we've gone on every single day, every single Tuesday since we started, and we had some tech issues the first two or three, but most of those have been ironed out, and it seems to be going more smoothly. Our tech guy, Adam Wellington, has been great helping us navigate the tech issues. So we're going to continue this all year if it keeps going as well as it's been going.
Great. Now, did you find, and the students can answer this also, were the students already familiar with Twitter?
Yes.
Yeah, they were. They're all nodding. Without the video, they are nodding.
Okay. So when the students first heard about this assignment, how did they react to it? Positive, negative?
Positive.
You were more than positive, Mrs. Karamanico. Jason, you want to add to that? You're excited about that. So it's been positive. I think it's been positive, unless they're all lying.
But it seems
like it's positive, and I think it's more than just the fact that it's Twitter, it's technology. I think the learning that's happening and the relationship building that's happening is good. Christine?
It changes the way learning the classroom too. It mixes things up. It gets boring. Other classes, not this class, I'm just saying.
I think it makes it much more accessible and that we can get more hands-on experience with politics with it, as opposed to just reading about the branches and all that stuff in our textbooks. We can really get hands-on experience from politicians themselves or from Insight from Mr. Meredith, and it makes it much easier.
Excellent.
It's often good because you can hear the politicians in the news, but when you actually see their tweet, it's usually them or people very close to them who are saying what they like believe, so if you can get like an inside their head kind of, but you don't have to research about them online.
Yeah, it makes
you want to hear about all these different people and what they actually think.
Excellent. So you're getting that real-time access to the politicians or the people working with them, and you're reading direct quotes and actually being able to participate in the conversation. That's wonderful.
Right, and next week, we set it up yesterday for next week of Twitter Tuesday. It's the last Tuesday before Election Day. So for our local race in Philadelphia, City Council and Mayor, I told students that they'll be tweeting out to one of those candidates. So in the next week, they have to look up a race and a candidate, figure out their Twitter handle, and then next Tuesday, tweet out a question, and we're hoping for some answers. I actually saw this on Twitter last week. It was done in Canada in April for some of the national candidates. National candidates didn't really respond, but they then went to local races, and those local people responded. So I think we may get some responses next week.
Oh, that's excellent. Excellent. That's exciting. So you kind of answered my next question, but what do you think about the way you're learning? I thought that we had some good answers on that. The students, do you feel like you're learning the content better?
Yeah.
Emily, you want to get specific if you have
your hand? I just want to say the other day, it wasn't on Twitter Tuesday, but as Mr. Meredith was lecturing and we were taking notes, if we wanted to answer a question, we could tweet it out to him, and I like that, so we didn't have to disturb him as he was talking and teaching, but at the same time, we got our questions out there, and then later on, he answered the questions.
Oh, great. So, using kind of like that back channel chat there. So you're able to tweet things to him, and it gets saved and addressed at some point during the conversation.
Yeah, that's the idea. One of the questions that was tweeted out, it wasn't in my timeline, and for some reason it didn't update, so I didn't save it until later, but we're kind of going at this as we can, you know, as we go along with learning, and we're growing together. There isn't really a manual for this, so I'm looking things up online and borrowing and replicating those ideas and adopting them for the needs of this class, because every class is unique, and this class is very unique in a good way, so we're kind of going at this as we go along.
That's wonderful. So, for Mr. Meredith, what kind of similar assignments have you done with your classes that have incorporated new technologies in the past?
Well, as I told you before, I tried